Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Yud Zayin, and on Yud Zayin Rebeis, the Gemara talks about issues of Mayim being enough to be a mikvah, a makom, to be tovel kelim. So we're going to talk a little bit about a sugya that the Rishonim touch on in this sugya, and that is Mayim Sheuvim, drawn water. What is drawn water? Let's first see where the Gemara brings this up. Says the Gemara, talking about, again, still water in the Beis HaMikdash, that is Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, Hada Amrit Bekarka Tahorin, that which we said, that according to Rabbi Shimon, in the Karka is Tahor, what in the Karka, the liquid in the Karka, on the top line earlier, Lo Shonu Elamayim, this only applies by water, Rashi, Di'ika Sheim Mikva Alein B'Mechubar, if you have water on the ground, so then that's going to be Tahor. Aval Dam, Lo, but blood, no. Says Rashi, Ein bo chilek ben karka lekelim. There's no difference by blood. Blood is not naturally connected to the ground, so it doesn't matter if it's on the ground or in a kli. De tumah didei da'araisa af bekarka, because blood can be bekabel tumah da'araisa even bekarka. Ule Reb Shimon ki de itmar de dachan, when he said it's pure, it's not mekabel tumah. Yosef ben Yehuzer amayim luchudayu itmar, is just going on the mayim part of it. That's part one. And then the Gemara adds, Umayim nami lo amran, and even water is only tar, only if it has a minimum shear. Ela dahavi revius. If it's revius, dechazi lahatu be machtin vitsinoros. If it has revius, so then it's roi to be tovel in it, needles and little pipes and little kalim. So that's why that has the shei mikvah, and that's why it's going to be tar. Ava lo avi revius tamein. But if it's not a revius, then it would be tame also, even if it's a small amount of water. Good. So what exactly is, where does Mayim Sheuvim come in? So this comes in the Tosfos. The Gemara here mentions that in order for it to have the water to be tahar, it has to have a shear of a revius in order to be tovel little kalim. So says the Tosfos. Mikano Mari, let's see what Tosfos says, then we'll have to see the background. From this Gemara, the Re proofs. Mikano Mari, sheish ladaktik, de mikva shekulo sha'uv, eno pasal al midrabanan. Even a mikvah with all, the entire mikvah is mayim she'uvin, drawn water. It's only pasul d'rabbanan, midaraisa, can all be shov. Why? D'mashkin meis bitvachaya shein dachan. Because the liquid that we're talking about in our Gemara, the water that we're talking about, the beis bitvachaya, the water in the beis hamikdash, that's al karcha chein she'uvin. We're not talking about water that's in a well or water that's in a spring. The water in the beis hamikdash in the Azara that we're talking about is she'uvin, is drawn water. Midamaflik beidam l'mayim, by the fact that it makes a chilik between water and blood, so it has to be water. Blood is always she'uvin. Is always drawn. There's no natural water blood spring. So the fact that it's being mechalik between dam and mayim and velo maflik being shuvin lemechubarin, it doesn't make a chiluk between shuvin and mechubarin. And it says dami dechazi lahatol bahu machtem etzinoros. It's mayim shuvin, and it says it's roy to use for a mikvah. So you see, on a daraisa level, it is okay. So where's the re coming from? Let's see some of the background. The Torah tells us Parag Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamid Vav in Parsha Shmini, talking about being metaher items. The Pasuk says, even before that, any item that becomes Tameh, we call Kli Cheres, Ashiipohem, Otocho, Kol Asher B'docho Yitma. Kli Cheres makes things Tameh. We call it Ochel Asher Yachel, Tumas Ochlin, right, Hechshel kabel tuma v'chulu. The kol sheipol minav lasam alav yitma tanur v'kiraim yutatz. If it's a klicheres, it has to be broken. Tmeim heim utmeim yulachem. It's tamei. Ach ma'ayan ubor mikve mayim yetahor. The Torah lists off two sources of or two items that are tahor. Ma'ayan, a spring. Ubor mikve mayim. That's where the word mikve comes from. A bor with gathered water yetahor. So those will be tahor. So the Pasuk just says these items are tahor. Rashi quotes the Sifra, not only are these tahor, or why are these tahor? Because they are mitaher. They can be mitar other things. This is the source of the concept of mikvah and ma'ayan, the two concepts, a spring and a mikvah. Says Rashi, we don't usually catch this Rashi, but Rashi says, Ach ma'ayan ubor mikvah mayim, ha mechubarim lakarka, ein mekablin tuma. They're not mekablin tuma, they are tahor. Va'od yesh l'chalil mod, and also yihyeh tahor, Hatova bohem itumaso. And also, what do you get from the next phrase? Yihyeh tahor? They could be metaher other items. That's how you read it. Again, the Gemara spoke about it yesterday also. But again, amayan ubormik vimayim, they are tahor because they make others tarim. So you have two choices in order to become tar. You have a ma'ayan, a natural spring, or a mikveh, a gathered water. The Mishnah in Mikvos, in the first parak, talks about two differences between a ma'ayan and a mikveh. Number one, is it moving or not? The ma'ayan is even if it's moving, or maybe only if it's moving, but for sure if it's moving, zochalin, if it's moving. While mikveh is only kosher if it's ashborin. If it's gathered together, it is not moving. If you have a mikveh that's moving, so that's not going to be able to be matar you. Number one. And number two, what about a minimum shear? What about a minimum shear? Right? The mikveh needs 40 sa'ah. Mikveh needs 40 sa'ah. A ma'ayan, pashtus needs kol shehu. Pashtus needs kol shehu. If you look in Rashi here also. Rashi says, when the Gemara says revius, the Gemara says if it doesn't have a revius, that it's not going to be kosher. D'midaraisa lochazu l'mikvah. Because on a Torah level, if it's less than a revius, it's not groi for a mikvah. U'midaraisa t'mein af b'mechubar. Hakanabi t'mein. V'kaimalon. Shir tumas mashkin b'revius. Hanimilu l'tamei achem. Aval atzman v'kol shehen. V'chulu. Rashi continues. I'm sorry, it's a little bit in Rashi, a little bit later, but Tosfos is even clearer. Let's go to the Tosfos. Tosfos here discusses it later in the second half of the Tosfos, as we'll see. V'yomari t'chinami batlu b'revias, d'mikva mikol makom kol shehu, d'mayan lo batlu, miditznan b'toras konim, d'mayan mitar b'kol shehu, v'hamikvar barbam sa. Right, a mayan, a spring, there's no shear. It has to cover the entire item that you're tovaling, but there's no shear per se of 40 sa'ar more. V'had mikvah b'mem sa'ah, haino l'basar d'bitlu revius. After they said there's no longer revius, they made a mem sa'ah. V'filu hachik tani d'mayan matar b'kol shu. So a mayan is matar b'kol shu. And that is also, if you look on the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos, in Perek Tes Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, l'mala meizah, quoting the Mishnah that we were just talking about, ma bein ma'ayan l'mikvah, ha-mikvah ena matar ela barbam sa'ah, v'ha-mayan matar b'kol shu. Ha-mikvah ena matar ela b'ashborin, av-amayim ha-nizchalim mimenu, water that flows from a mikvah, ena matarin, v'ha-mayan matar b'zochalin. Ha-mikvah lotala botfila l'zav, and another difference, this isn't a difference, this is just a nidaraisa, that the a zav has to be matarin mayim chayim. That's a ma'ayan, not a mikvah. So a mikvah, a zav cannot be matarin a mikvah, v'ma'ayan im hayu mimav mayim chayim, ha-zav Tovel Bahen. So that's the difference between a ma'ayan and a mikvah. Based on this, interesting, the Rav Zilberstein has a piece here in the Chashuk Yechemed on our Gemara where he talks about somebody's in a malone in Chutz Laretz. Somebody is in a malone and all they have is, they don't have a mikvah around anywhere, but they have a ma'ayan that's not mem sa'ah. Ada nimsa b'malon b'chutz laretz v'yishlo kelim asrichin tefila. Tfilas kelim, kegon sheniknu me'akum. They're in a place without a mikvah. They bought kelim. They want to cook. Ve'emol mikvah ach gisha ma'ayan shal mayim mirudadim shein bo mem sa'ah b'makom echad. They don't have mem sa'ah in one place. It's a ma'ayan. It's never. It keeps flowing, but it doesn't have 40 in one spot. Could be tova kelim. Obviously, that you could fit under the water at once, right? Hagala kashering. You don't have to do the entire kli at once, but tefila you have to. Tefila you have to. So he quotes from our Gemara. He quotes the Gemara, and then he quotes Rashi. I'm sorry, it's the other Rashi. I knew it was a Rashi here. The earlier Rashi. Rashi says, and he quotes it here, Revius havi mikvah midaraisa, t'chik siv arbaim sa'ah ba'adamu d'ksivi, t'nafklon me'es kol b'saro. 40 sa'ah is only a mikvah for a person. Mayim shekal gufa olabahen, aval kelim ketanim ein sarech, ela kadishis kasu b'mayim. For abanan u d'batlu revius d'mikvah, shlo yatbilu kelim apachas me'arbaim sa'ah. Nimsa says Rav Zilberstein, Mishmei Torah, after lahat b'kli b'mikvah sheish b'revius mayim. Even a mikvah, mida araisa, irrevius would be enough. The Rabbanan said, no, they made it 40 sa'ah. But Mayan doesn't have any shear. Mayan is even a kalshu. And therefore, lamaisa, he says that you would be able to do it in this case, because this is the other choice. This is not a mikvah, it's a mayan, and it's okay. But kalshu, there's no even dindur rabbanan more than that. There could be other differences between mikvah and mayan. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, what about discoloration? Yaradeya simin reish aleph. That's the simin of mikvaos at the end of Hilchas Nida, or right after Hilchas Nida. So if you look in simin reish aleph, sif chafches, ein shinui mare posel, el b'meik yishamim shenasu mikvah. A mikvah, if it is discoloration, lamaisa, then it's no good. It passels. Aval ma'ayan eino nifsal b'shinui mare. Ma'ayan is not nifsal. He quotes this from the Rambam and the Rashba. V'lo od el afilu mikvah shenifzal imhim shachal mei mayan a mayan metaros afil lachazur lamarian. If you connect the mayan to the mikvah, that's not our topic today. So then that also would be okay. But there is another difference between mayan and mikvah, and that's the one that the Rishonim here deal with, and that is what about mayim sheuvin, drawn water? So this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Aleph Sif Tezvav discusses that sheuvin is a problem for mikvah, and it could be that it's not a problem for ma'ayan. So that's the question, meaning if you mixed in sheuvin into the ma'ayan. So that's the Shulchan Aruch mikvah sheish barabam sa'ah u'ma'ayan kol shehu yaholishov kamashi yirtzah liten l'tocha. Once you have a kosher mikvah, then sheuvin, drawn water, water in a kli, we'll define that more about the Shem soon, that doesn't possible it, as long as you have the kosher mikvah. Even if you add, bein chilek bein kadam ma'ayan l'sheuvin olo. Aval kozban she'ein b'mikvah 40 sa, but if the mikvah wasn't kosher yet, so then if you added in she'uvin, so then it prevents it from becoming a kosher mikvah. Prevents it from becoming a kosher mikvah. Good. And then this is the Shulchan Aruch in, again, Reish Aleph, Sif Tezvak. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he summarizes many of these shitas. So what is exactly is she'uvin? Drawn water that could passel a mikvah before it becomes a kosher mikvah. So if you look in the Medrash, the Sifra on that pasuk that we read before from Parsha Shmini, the Sifra says, "What is mikveh mayim yihyeh tahor?" So this is the Sifra in Shmini. It's in Parsha Tes Os Aleph. Ilu amar mikveh mayim yihyeh tahor yochel afilu mali b'ktefo. You might think that even if you put in a kli on your shoulder va'asa mikvah b'tchilo yihyeh tahor, you might think that you could just gather water. You put it into a pail, put it under your shoulder, and put it into and gather it. Tamalomar ma'ayan. That's why it says ma'ayan in the pasuk to compare mikvah to ma'ayan. Ma ma'ayan bidei shamayim. Just like a spring is made from God, av mikvah bidei shamayim. So to a mikvah only bidei shamayim. You might think that also you cannot have any human involvement, intervention. What if you put a kli onto a roof just to dry out the kli, because it's wet, and all of a sudden it starts raining, and you get water is caught there. So you might think that ruins it. Tamalomar bor. No, it says bar because meaning that you have to have kavana. The Mishnah is saying mikvah. You have to have kavana to catch the water. If you don't have any interest in catching the water, then that's not called she'uvin either. But that's a medrash. The medrash, the Sifra says that any type of mayim she'uvin apostle. So the big discussion is, and that's why regular pipes that have a base kibul, tap water, let's say according to the poskim, tap water goes through many kalim until it gets to our sink or our bathtub. So that is all she'uvin. Is this literally a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That is the major machlokas Rishonim. But even before that, there is a beautiful piece of lamdas in the Bircha Shmuel, in Yevamos, Simen Chaf Aleph. How do we look at mayim she'uvin? Is it pasul mayim or is it not mayim? That's his question. Simen Chaf Aleph. Nachkar bebir shal apsul d'mayim she'uvin. Again, if it's a psul d'araisa, then for sure this is chakir. Even a psul d'rabbanan, what did the rabbanan make it? Im avi kol kach pasul, d'lochal shem mayim aleha, it's not called water, l'gabi mikvah. V'havi kamo chasru hamayim, it's as if you have mayim she'uvin, so then it's as if there's no water there. No water. Again, for this halacha, mayim she'uvin is machshel l'kapal tumah, right? For other halachas, it's water. You have to make a bracha on mayim she'uvin, but for this halacha of mikvah, it doesn't have a shem mayim. O kemo me peros delochal shem mikvah ale. It's like some other liquid, but not mayim. O lo or not delohavi kemo chasra mayim. It's not that it's not water. Elohavi shapir shem mayim alayu. Elohavi din psul dechal ale din psul lein arsias hamikvah. It's possible to have this as part of the mikvah. It is water, but it's possible. De inyan hasheuvim. Because that's exactly what the Medrash says. It's not. It has to be maybe de shemayim. So this is not maybe de shemayim. It's water, but it cannot be contribute to a mikvah. The Nira Baron, he says, it must be the latter. It must be that it is water, but it's a problem. Why? The midechasina demani rov mayim ksherim umiyet sheuvim min haTorah midaraisa. You could have rov. According to some Rishonim, let's say a rov of mayim ksherim and a miyet of sheuvim. V'chalei din mikvah mishum the din deruba kakulo. If you could apply ruba kakulo, hari muchach, tavi shaper shem mayim alei, v'rak techal psul l'inyasi es hamikvah. Because you can't say it's not water, because you can't, if you don't have it there, so then you can't apply the principle of ruba kakulo. And then he quotes a fascinating idea that he heard from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim, Moiv Rabbeinu Kadosh, he saw Zichri again Aleinu. He says, Ruba Kukulo, does Ruba Kukulo apply for Kriyas HaTorah? To be Mitzarif 10 for Kriyas HaTorah? Or Mikra Megillah? Or Chazaras HaShatz? By all of these, well, you need 10. So would you say Ruba Kukulo? So he says as follows. He says, what's the Chakira? Why do you need 10 for Kriyas HaTorah and Mikra Megillah and Chazaras HaShatz? Is it that the Chiv is only Chal on 10 people? Is that how you understand it? And therefore, as long as you don't have 10 people, there's no chiv. You don't get the first step. Or do you say, no, really the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah and Chazaras HaShatz and Mikra Megillah is on each individual. But there's a separate din that you can't lay in it without 10. The chiv is on me, even just me, but practically I'm not allowed to lay in unless I have 10 people there. So he says, if it's the former, that the chiv is not only except when you have 10, so then you can't say Ruba Kakulo, because only once you have 10, that's when the Chiyuv kicks in. If it's on me, and then Memela, but there's a din of, you need 10 in order to have the Lamaisa fulfillment, so then you would be able to say Ruba Kakulo. And he says, you might be Mechalik between these conceptually. You might say one is one and one is the other, but that's his Yesod about Ruba Kakulo. You can only say Ruba Kakulo where... you don't need the actual item yet. V'hachanami. Now he relates this to our case. If she'uvin means it's not even water, then you can't apply Ruba Kakulo. You can't say rov. It's like you don't have 10 people. So you can't say Ruba Kakulo. But if you say it's water, but it's just a psul, so then you would be able to say Ruba Kakulo, and that's why you say it here as well. But that's some lamdis on Mayim She'uvin. But now we get to the Rishonim in our sugya, and that is back to the comment of the Ari. This is a major machlokas Rishonim in the psul of Mayim She'uvin. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam in Baba Basra, Tosfos, Samach Vavam and Aleph say beferish that the psul of She'uvin is a din da'oraisa. If it's rov She'uvin, it's pasul da'oraisa. Midrabanan, even less, is a problem. And it's all based on that sifra. Take the sifra literally. The sifra tells us if it's bidei adams, then it's a problem. She'uvin is a problem da'oraisa. This is Samach Vavam Aleph, the little Tosfos. It looks like a little Tosfos. Only three lines on Amad Aleph, and it goes all the way over to Amad Beis. Rashbam v'Rabbeinu Tam b'Farshi, the two great brothers, grandsons of Rashi, Dekulo Shauv Havi Da'oraisa, Omivian Raya Miditani Bataras Konim, but Parshas Vahibi Yomashmini, Mikve Mayan Yetar, Yochom, Mila Bekseifa Vasa, Mikve Betrila, he quotes our Sifra, Yehetar Achmayan Ubar, Mikve Mayan Yetar, Mama Yam Deshamayim, Mikve Deshamayim, Vyesh Litchos, and says Tosvis, Lav Dafka, that you have to say that our Sifra is a Da'oraisa, Da Asmachtahi, Kamo Kamadrashas the Taras Konim, it's an Asmachta, it's an Asmachta, and therefore it is. Not a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Natan brought another raya from the Mishnah in the second parak in Mikvos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Revius Betchila Poslas Hamikva Ushlosha Lugan Al Pnei Amayim Umidemachmir Betchila Tfei Mi Basov. If there's more of a chumra before you get to a kosher mikvah, more than Basov Shvaminah the Betchila Poslas Midaraisa. He says it must be d'oraisa. V'Yishlomer No. But either way, that's Rabbi Rashbam. That's Rabbi Natan. But the re quoted there and here says no. Even my mshuvim, the whole mikvah is mshuvim, is only psul derabanan. Kidemashma b'tosefta demikvos, like the Tosefta says, and this is what our Tosfos also quotes. Right? Let's go back to our Tosfos now, since this is where we are learning psachim. Tosfos quotes first of all our Gemara. The Re says our Gemara sounds like you could be tovel. We're talking about shuvim, and you could be tovel the machtin and the sinoros. So you see, it's kosher ve'od, and then Tosfos quotes the Tanya b'tosefta demikvos mikvos mikvah shenicha reikon. You left a mikvah that was totally empty umatzu male, and you come back and it's full. Kosher, it's kosher. Why? Haina mishum, the sveik of the Rabbanan Lakula. Savi the Rabbanan Lakula. What do you mean? If she'uvin, if you're, there's a chash, then the most of the mikvah is she'uvin, then it'll be a savi daraisa. But it's savi the Rabbanan Lakula. Vareka nami mashma shalohaya boklum. Midalo ka'amar she'inichu chaser. It doesn't say chaser. It says reka. So it sounds like it's totally empty. And therefore, it is a raya. And then he quotes the Medrash, the Taras Kohanim. That must be Asmachta Bialma. So Rabbi Natan, the Rashbam and Tosfos quote that it's a daraisa. So the Ramah says, the Ramah in Reish Aleph, Siv Gimel, says, seems to hold like those Baalei Tosfos. The Ramah in Siv Gimel seems to hold that it is daraisa. Says the, seems, says it, says the Shulchan Aruch. Arbaim sa'a sha'amru, tzorach shelo yu shuvim, shimhim shuvim psulim. The 40 sa'a cannot be shuvim. If they're shuvim, it's pasul. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shach assumes that the Shulchan Aruch holds that it is a psul d'rabanan, like the Re, like the Rambam. We'll get to the Rambam. The Rambam holds also, even if it's all shuvim, I'll read the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha, Aleph, and Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchas Mikvos, Din Torah, Shekol Mayim Bechunas and Tovlin Bohem. The pasuk says, Mikveh Mayim, gathered water. Any gathered water is tahar mida oraisa. Din Torah Shekol Mayim is kanta tovlim. Shemar Mikveh Mayim, Mikom Akom. Vushiyeh Bayim Kedei Lahalos Bohem Tfilo. L'chol Gufa Adam Asachas. As long as a person can fit in at once. Right, you need that. Shiru Chachamim, Ama Al Ama, Barum Shalosh Amos. And that is Machzik Arbaim Sa'amayim Bein Sheuvim. Bein Einam Sheuvim. That's the Dinda Araisa. We did very sofrim Shamayim Sheuvim Psulim Lutfila. But Midrabanan, it's Pasol. V'lo Ode El Mikva Mayim Sheinat Sheuvim Shenafal Otokan Shloshes Yugin Mayim Sheuvim. Even three lug. If you don't have a full mikva yet, Pasol. Pasol Hakol. Avvi Shepsul Mayim Sheuvim Midrabay Sofrim. Lamdu Behekish. And even though it's Midirabanan, but they learned it out from Mehekesh, then he quotes the Medrash that we have. So that's the Rambam, that's the Ri, and that's what the Shach assumes that the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. The Shach and Sifkatan Yud Zayin assumes that the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. Ein Kavanas HaMachaber, Mishum Savi Darana Lekula, Shari Iyu Sover, Tafilu Kuloshav Eino Ela Midirabanan. Right, he says, even all of it is Dirabanan. But the Ramah, that's if, the imkala mikveh yishuvim pasul min haTorah. That is the Ramah. The sveika luchumra. Avalim rova mikveh kasher. Va'amuadu shuvin einon elam yidurabon and the sveika lakula. That is the important comment of the Ramah that says the gra kedas rashba v'tosos ba'abasra daf samach vav. Vedas HaRambam Bahagaonim Kedaz Ri Dafil Kulo Shavim Yerabanan Chedaz HaRashba V'Shar Poskim. So the Gra points out that Machlokas. There's a Machlokas. Could be a Machlokas between the Machaber and the Rama. Again, solving the Shuvin problem. Again, it's either with Hamshacha or Hashaka. Again, not for now. That's the topic of a separate Shir. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mayim Shuvin.